Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kiki Friedman, during the break, you brought up JFK without a prompt. I want to get you on record. What do you think happened with JFK?
I think something happened there. There's no question that some kind of conspiracy is at work. If you believe in conspiracies at all, that's the place for it. It's a JFK deal. And now I will try to bring Jesse Ventura here to the studio if you want, because he has a clinical recall on JFK. I mean, he's like an idiot savant on it. He knows more about that than anybody I've ever met, present company excluded, of course. And if we can bring Jesse in here, and he'll be here in about 3 weeks.
Oh, he's coming down to support you.
Down to help campaign. Jimmy Buffett's doing a big show in Austin on the 19th of September.
Yeah. Tell us about some of your music and songwriting.
Well, you know, as Willie says, Kinky thinks he's a guitar player, but he's not really a guitar player. So, I had a band, Kinky Friedman of the Texas Jew Boys, and I wrote songs like "They Ain't Making Jews Like Jesus Anymore," and "Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed," and things like that. And "Proud to Be an A-Hole from El Paso." And that's why I'm not afraid to offend people. And that's exactly what we need as governor right now, is someone who's not afraid to offend people.
All right. Well, you're definitely... Look, I just want to get rid of these toll roads, and I want to control our borders.
The toll roads are gone.
You promise.
Yeah. I promise toll roads in Texas are gone.
Look into my eyes.
I'm renaming the four major highways after Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Bob Wills, and Buddy Holly, and there will be no toll roads in Texas.
Is Bob Wills still the king?
When I'm governor, Bob Wills is still the king.
Here, put the cigar down for a minute, and let me shake hands with you right now. You promise me that you will do everything in your power to defeat the toll roads.
Yeah, I'll not only defeat them, but will inspire the people of Texas, as they've inspired me, around the important things. You know, not around flag burning, gay marriage, arresting drunks in bars. These are all issues you can argue about all day long, but toll roads affect all of us.
Are you saying they're distractionary issues?
Yeah, I'm saying they're easy. They're real easy.
Let's take a call real fast here. Let's talk to Marie in Kansas City, then Joe in Texas, Eric in Texas, and others. Marie, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to know if you read the amnesty immigration bill that's going to require U.S. citizens to board illegal aliens in their private homes.
What?
Yes.
Where is this?
It's in the amnesty immigration bill number S.2611. It was signed in the U.S. Senate as of May 26th. It was introduced by Ted Kennedy.
No, I know about that bill for total blanket amnesty. I didn't read the section where
it's
about to board the illegal aliens. Excuse me? What section is that? I'm about to go totally A.
Okay, I don't have that exact section.
Look, I find that hard to believe, but you know, but nothing shocks me anymore.
No. After that sounds just like the Katrina situation in Houston, where, as you know, 18% of the murders in Houston are committed by Katrina evacuees.
Yeah,
and where the governor invited all these people over to somebody else's house, and he didn't pick up the tab, and so, well, that's not surprising. The good news is they probably won't be able to do anything because they're just inept.
Well, I hope so. I just wanted to know if you'd read it, and I wanted to email you this section, but I couldn't find your email address.
It's tips@infowars.com, or you can email us at aaron@infowars.com, kevin@infowars.com. We got four or five people just trying to read all the email.
See, I don't have any email or internet. I don't believe in it. I think it's the work of Satan.
Thank you for taking
Thanks, Marie.
You don't have a website, Kinky.
No, I don't. I have a website, but I can't access it. I mean, because I don't use the internet. I don't know how. I don't want to. I do without it. KinkyFriedman.com is the website.
You have pimps and minions that are running it.
That's correct.
You as the head.
And well stated.
I'm just joking around here, folks. Kinky Friedman brings out the giggly stuff. We got a lot of serious issues coming up. Final segment, Kinky Friedman on the other side of this quick break. Joe and Eric and many others, we'll get you up on air. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll talk about how the neocons are trying to engineer World War III after Kinky leaves us, and continue with open phones on this live Friday edition. The first day of September 2006, we're here with the conspiracy theorist, Kinky Friedman.
It's here
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live with Kinky Friedman, and he is the second runner-up to the ensconced incumbent. And if it wasn't for all the other ringers they've got in the race, he'd be guaranteed to win. But we are looking at an unusually high turnout this November, and he's going to have Jesse Ventura down here campaigning for him. And, well, he's talked about the JFK assassination being an inside job for you and said 9/11 is suspicious, so that's pretty darn good. You're not going to get Strayhorn to say that or Bell to say that. That's a guarantee.
You're not going to get them to say anything. They're just they're so careful that it's pathetic. If you're a politically correct person, you should vote for one of the other three candidates, because they are politically correct. It's America. Pick your choice, you know. All I offer is common sense and common honesty.
Well, I just want to get rid of the toll roads, and I want to shut down the border.
They're gone. I told you. The toll roads will go the way of the pay toilet when I'm governor. The border is a tough one, but just protecting the border is not that tough. That just takes somebody who's ready to call the entire Polish army, if he has to protect that border.
All right, let's talk to Joe in Texas. You're on the air with Kinky Friedman. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
Got two questions for you.
Okay.
You're on a national syndicated show. How can we help?
Go ahead.
And the second question is, will Ringo Starr be helping you as he did on Lasso in El Paso?
the way you can help is to send money. KinkyFriedman.com is the way to do it. Either buy some merchandise or send some money, because that's really, Perry has a fortune and so does Grandma. And money doesn't vote.
Why not call her Black Widow instead of Grandma?
Well, it's a little, you know, we're taking the high road, Alex, because we can't afford the low road. That's why.
I have been too mean to her. I'm sure she's not a ringer for Perry. I'm sure she really cares, and we can forget all her past activities.
Stop picking on Grandma. She can't help herself, and you know it's really something.
Yeah, but don't you probably have the state audit?
No, I mean, look at this. She's the
audited you yet?
No, but I don't know how I would ever know, because I'm the only Jew who doesn't know a thing about money whatsoever. I don't know anything. I can't balance a checkbook, but I can appoint good, honest people who will do it for Texas. See, there's the difference. Grandma and Perry are both getting paid salaries, going around just picking on each other. Guy like me, I'm out of a job. I need work. So, the best thing you can do is check kinkyfriedman.com, and that'll tell you how you can help us, especially if you're in Texas.
All right. Anything else, Joe?
See you at the swearing-in, sir.
Joe. Joe, you're in Texas, right?
Austin.
Oh, great. And the yard signs are available. They're beautiful. They're just out. So the website will tell you how to get hold of them, too.
All right. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thank you.
Yeah, Eric, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. It's great to have two of my favorite Texans together in one room.
How am I holding up against Alex so far?
You're on your own.
He's quite a moral authority here. All right.
Anyway, I got a question for you about one of your platform items.
Okay.
I know that your five generals plan has been something that you've talked about pretty much ever since you announced your candidacy.
Right. Five minutes.
And I wonder if you fully thought through the implications of this. I mean, given the level of corruption in Mexican government, which is, you know, rivals our own, it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility that they might institute a lethal force policy. And I'm wondering how you think the press might spin this and whether they might come out and say the state of Texas is paying Mexican generals to kill their citizens.
They're dying anyway. I mean, they're coming, you know, they're dying in the desert as it is. We're finding them in the back of cargo containers and trucks right now.
Yeah, 20 dead at a pop.
I mean, whose fault is that? I'd lay that at the feet of government officials that have been neglecting the border for six long years.
Well, here's the problem, Kinky, with your five general plan. The central government of Mexico openly says the Southwest belongs to Mexico. They call it La Reconquista de Aslan, Plan of Aslan. Yeah. And I think they'd reel in those generals real quick. I mean, I think the key is put the state guard down there, have state funding, which we've got plenty of, to beef up. I mean, they've got big counties down there where hundreds of thousands of illegals come across every few months, where you got five, six, seven deputies. It's so cheap to hire them 50 deputies and give them armored vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for all of that. All that I'm saying.
Tell you what, if you become governor, I can try to advise you on the border.
I'd welcome that. And I'll tell you something else. Governor Perry is dancing as fast as he can. He is running scared. He called a conference you saw in Dallas. He finally got Bill Richardson and Janet Napolitano together, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know. I mean,
that was totally staged.
Oh, totally. It's a photo op, and everybody knows it. And with the same thing he did with that firestorm in the Panhandle, which, by the way, was one of the worst natural disasters to hit Texas, that he should have really helped. But he turned his back on those folks to deal with the Katrina thing. And now the only good thing that's come out of the Katrina evacuees in Houston is that you can now get Boudin at Circle K.
All right. Thank you for the call there, Eric. Let's talk to who's up next here? Lisa in New Jersey. You're on the air with Kinky Friedman. Go ahead.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just had a question. I mean, I'm not from Texas, but I do support in closing the borders and stopping illegal immigration. However, I just think that your wording is a little off when you say things like shining the light on cockroaches. And I also would ask you to explain your statement that Texas is a kindred spirit with Israel, because that seems kind of odd to me.
That comes from many, many years ago when I was a kid.
I think he means frontier.
I mean what I say. We're kindred spirits. You know, you can be pro-Palestinian, you can be pro-Israel, you can be whatever you want to be. But there is something about these two peoples that I think is it's an unseen thing. It's kind of undefinable, but it's guts, really. It is a kind of John Wayne thing. And this congressman, who is very conservative, came back from the Holy Land when I was a kid in Houston. And at the airport, I remember him saying, "Hell, them people ain't Jews, they're Texans." And since that time, I've been thinking about it, and there's an awful lot of truth to that.
I mean, I just think people are people no matter what.
Yes,
and,
they are.
Yes, no, sir. I agree with you, but I mean,
and politicians are politicians.
I didn't hear what you.
My whole point is that America could take a lesson in a little bit of resolve. America is loved in many places. I mean, the people of Iran genuinely love America. Every teenager in Iran wants to be an American when he grows up.
Well, let me be specific about this, though, because I didn't remember hearing the cockroach quote.
Well, the cockroach quote, let's shine a light on the border and let the cockroaches scurry.
And by cockroaches,
I'm not talking about Mexicans.
You were talking, well, hold on, ma'am. Now I remember, you were talking about the smugglers and the drug dealers.
I was talking about Alex Jones at that point in the discussion. No. I'm talking about the coyotes, the drug dealers, and by the way, we can't do all I'm saying, Lisa, is we can't do things conventionally anymore. It ain't working. If we have to hire undercover kind of special ops, special ops, you know, like Jesse Ventura was, those kind of guys to handle the border and to work against the coyotes and to make their lives as dangerous as they
look. All you got to do is build a fence with a road down the middle of it, and put a few dozen troops for every 20 miles.
I'm telling you what the border guys told me. When we met the whole leadership of the Border Patrol. They told me that this webcam idea of Perry's on the border is so weak that now we can see on our internet illegals coming in. We can't do anything about it. But the bad guys are watching the same internet, and they're very smart.
And they'll use that for surveillance.
Absolutely. That's what's happening.
Well, look, it's all gimmicks. I mean, Bush said he put 6,000 on the border.
Don't wait for him. I mean, he's not...
He put 1,000 on, it was a joke.
The cavalry is not coming to save us. I've said that before. We've got to do it. Whatever we do, Texas has got to
do it. Well, look, it's easy. A fence is cheap. And we just need state funding for the border.
Yeah, there's lots of ways of doing it.
You know why the Texas Rangers were founded? For border security. We need to, expand the Texas Rangers 100-fold. That'd be very inexpensive, and put 10,000 Texas Rangers down there.
That's a good idea. Why? Let me just say this. Why do you think we dropped 50th in education? Because the governor didn't really care about the public schools.
Listen, did you know this? That the Army Rangers are modeled after Texas Rangers? Our whole special ops is modeled after Texas Rangers, which was modeled off of border security. Did you know that, Kinky?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you do.
So that's why I'm hiring you. You know, I think it's illegal to hire, to offer someone a job in a future administration on the air like this.
joking around. We all know that.
No. The serious, Alex, you know, you're a man of conviction. You don't like the Crips or the Bloods. And you're honest, and that's what I want.
Well, I appreciate that, Kinky. I just want to get rid of these toll roads and control the border. Thank you so much, Lisa. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Mr. Friedman?
Yes, Chris.
Will you call for a boycott of the major meat producers because they encourage and enable their many illegal alien employees to protest in order to invite in more illegals?
Yeah, they get a paid vacation to go protest. And what will you do about corporations that have hundreds of illegal aliens working for them?
Like Hormel, Cargill, Tyson, Seaboard, Swift, Georges, Peterson, Simmons, by giving them a holiday seemingly spontaneously whenever they announce that they'll protest instead of diligently working.
Yeah, what about U.S. corporations hiring illegals? Should they be punished?
Of course they should be punished, and we should be ready to go to a hotel and have somebody hand you your sheets and your towels and say, make your bed. You know, I mean, that's the way that's what's going to happen. There's a lot of illegals in the system here.
No, actually, they don't have to pay people $2 more an hour, and they'll hire Americans.
Well, plus, they sponsor the Real ID Act. Plus, they're disgustingly unsafe food practices, putting arsenic in chicken and feeding animals to other animals. I mean, those are other reasons.
Oh, yeah, what about the Animal ID Act, where they want to make everybody put chips in their animals?
But that's a loser. I'm against it all the way. Yeah.
Well, Texas passed that. We're the leader in this now. We've got to. So you would push the legislature to repeal that?
Just one other bad thing we're leading in. We're leading executions, toll roads, dropouts, property taxes, and IDing animals. And we're last in care for the elderly, you know, and last in education. And in fact, we're last in children's issues, too. These are things that the richest state in the country ought to be taken care of.
All right. Anything else, caller?
No, that's it. Thank you.
I think
he's
got a good point, and that's part of the whole border thing. Listen, this is a big issue, and if I told you I've got my plan, here it is, that would be BS. That'd be the kind of thing.
All right.
You might hear from Grandma.
Kinky Friedman, we appreciate you coming in to the studio. Tell us your website again.
KinkyFriedman.com, and folks, never reelect anybody.
Okay, as the campaign develops, can we get you back in here?
Absolutely.
We're down the street from your headquarters.
Yeah, Alex, and may the God of your choice bless you, by the way, brother.
All right, thanks for coming in, Kinky Friedman.
Thanks.
We appreciate you spending time with us. That was wild. I'll come back, take more of your calls, and get into all the news. 1-800-259-9231. We got 40 minutes left on this live Friday edition, so be sure and stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
I don't have any illusions about Kinky Friedman not being perfect and certainly pretty wild and out of control. But we got to beat Rick Perry here. We got to beat the North American Union. And I've looked into Friedman's history. He really will do what he says he's going to do. But we'll see what happens. This North American Union, the front lines are right here in Texas. We're facing a very, very serious problem. And it affects the entire country. And I figured it'd be interesting to have one of the front runners for the gubernatorial race here in Texas on His campaign's being run by Jesse Ventura's people. He's got Ventura's former head campaign manager, and he did talk about JFK being the evidence showing it's an inside job, and said that he did a double take. He said, the more I think about it, 9/11 could be. He said that about an hour ago. Pretty interesting stuff here on the radio. We're going to have open phones for the rest of the broadcast. There is some other news items I haven't gotten to yet. For those that just joined us, big government publications, army publications, private media publications are coming out with the old published maps of breaking up the Middle East, every country into multiple pieces. Well, most of the countries, others get expanded, like Jordan. And it's really scary to see this happening. And they talk about how they're going to commit genocide against the Muslims and the Arabs and pretty wild stuff, so we should talk about that too. Steve in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. I was wondering, what was the title of that article talking about ethnic cleansing in the Mideast that you started the program off with?
Yeah, we wrote an article about it, and it was our article was Military-Industrial Complex Kingpins, Call for Genocide to Kickstart World War III. And then in the article, there are, let me count them up here for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 references to it in mainstream news. The one that started this whole discussion again was an article out of the Armed Forces Journal. And let me find the headline here for you. I have the article, but for some reason the main page didn't print. And it was titled Blood Borders. So the article was called Blood Borders.
Okay, but your article was actually called Military-Industrial Complex, the one by, what, Paul Watson?
Yeah, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.
It was Military-Industrial Complex Kingpins.
Yes.
Okay, next question is, who was this guy that you were talking about earlier also, Paul Allen, that is in the White House evidently, that was he, I think you said he was helping to organize some of the Mexican protests?
No, the name of the company, one of the biggest PR companies in the U.S., public relations, Rob Allen and Company, okay, and they're in Dallas, and they ran Bush's and Vicente Fox's gubernatorial runs and Bush's first presidential run. And, yes, the Dallas Morning News reported 3 months before it happened that they were going to stage massive illegal alien demonstrations all over the country to try to get Bush's amnesty plan passed.
Oh, geez, what a deal. And then the next question is, this is kind of a weird question. I happened to catch the tail end of a Michael Medved program, and he said that you were saying that, you know, because we know the Bohemian Grove stuff, but he said that you had actually said that they were sacrificing babies.
No.
At Bohemian
Grove.
No,
I've never said that. I've said they kill a child in effigy, they have a small dummy of a person, and they admit that that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And I shot video of it, and it's been on national TV. And Michael Medved builds straw men on me. He attacks me routinely, and I just want him to continue it. Just get my name spelled correctly and tell him about InfoWars.com.
I knew that you had mentioned that they'd done that stuff in effigy and everything, but Medved tends to be delusional. I just happened to catch the tail end of his program.
Well, he's not delusional. He's very cunning. I was at the RNC, and I walked over to him politely to interview him, and I said, "Hello, Mr. Medved, I've heard you say that I need to be arrested." And he began yelling. I never put it in martial law, but we have the tape. He began yelling, let me think back to, "So you're saying the president killed all those people, killed, president killed." And he started looking around. He knew what he was doing. And it was Secret Service just swarming. And I said, "Okay, fine, we won't interview you." So, I mean, he's all about twisting and deception.
I see. Okay, but yeah, he mentioned, like I said, I caught the tail end of it, and I heard your name mentioned, and it's like, so I perked my ears up right quick, but he said, yeah, Alex Jones actually believes that they're sacrificing babies at Bohemian Grove, and I thought, no, that's not what Alex said.
Well, that's what they do. You see, they can't deal with our facts. So, you know, the more primitive type of straw man is, Alex Jones believes flying saucers, that is a UFO nut. Of course, we never really talk about that, but it doesn't matter, they'll just mix us in with all that.
Okay, and then the next question is, I remember hearing a story, or somebody mentioned years ago about Khomeini over there in Iran After the 79 revolution.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the other side to finish your final question, and we got to move on. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We'll take some more calls here. Got about 27 minutes left, and then we'll also get into some of the other news. I've already done 2 hours and 30 minutes of broadcast and haven't really properly plugged my new film, Terror Storm. It's out on DVD. I'm holding it here in my hand right now. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. And I'm extremely proud of this documentary. Dylan Avery said, Terror Storm sets a new standard in documentary filmmaking. Alex Jones knocks it out of the park yet again. Another quote by syndicated online columnist Kurt Nimmo is that Terror Storm is the DVD of the resistance. And on the back it reads, the terrorists aren't who you think they are. Throughout history, criminal elements inside governments have carried out terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm reveals how, in the last 100 years, Western leaders have repeatedly murdered their own citizens while posing as their saviors. In Terror Storm, you will discover that September 11th, the attacks of 7-7 in London and many other terrorist events were self-inflicted wounds. You will witness British Special Forces groups caught in the act of staging terror attacks in Iraq and see official U.S. government documents laying out plans to hijack passenger planes by remote control. You will learn how the Reichstag fire, the Gulf of Tonkin, and the U.S.-backed Iranian coup of 53 are all interconnected false flag terror events. This powerful documentary explores the mindset of the average brainwashed Westerner and delves deeply into the systems of control which have been scientifically crafted to imprison their minds and keep their eyes closed to the realities of the world around them. Special features include, with world-renowned experts, over an hour of the most powerful moments from the historic 9/11 and Neocon Agenda Symposium in Los Angeles, in California, featuring speeches and commentary by world-renowned experts who exposed 9/11 as an inside job, and some past 9/11 film trailers I've done. Those are also added in the extras. Over 3 hours on one DVD, available at infowars.com. Or you can simply call toll-free to get Terror Storm by dialing 1-888-253-3139. We've got a lot of big discounts when you order multiple copies of any of the documentaries I've produced. I've produced 15 now. This is my 15th film in the last, I've been making films now for 10 years. It's more than 10 years. No, 97, that'd be 10 years. So, again, my friends, please get Terror Storm and get it out to everyone you know. Make copies of it. I talk about this all the time, but words really can't describe how effective it is when you get videos, documentary films, and make copies of them and get them out to people. These are changing lives. They're exposing to the real terrorist star, and it could save lives by switching people's paradigms into full gear where they can actually see how terror is being used by governments to bring in tyrannical police states. So again, infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv, my weekly TV reports, all the special video interviews we're doing. We've done three this week now in studio. Those will all be up in the next few weeks or even sooner on prisonplanet.tv for members. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post. There's over 1,000 pieces of media up there, all our best audio interviews, all in one place, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership instead of a monthly trial membership, and get a yearly, get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. But seriously, we need to make Terror Storm big. We need to make sure it breaks out into the public consciousness. That is now happening. It is trending to have as big effect as Loose Change Second Edition has. It is trending in that direction, and that is so exciting. It is so exciting because that is my goal, is to make films that break out there into the public consciousness. Many of my other films have had a huge effect, thanks to you getting them and making copies, but it looks like Terror Storm is going to go to a whole new level. So keep it up. Keep aggressively burning copies. Keep aggressively getting them out to people, and this can bring the New World Order to its knees, and I'm serious when I say that. Let's go back to the caller, and I forget what his last question was, and let you finish up, Steve. Steve, what was it?
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, thank you, Alex, and all your staff for all the good work that you do, first off. But anyway, it was a story that I heard just after the Iranian revolution back in 79.
Oh, yeah.
Someone had mentioned that the Khomeini that was in there was not the original one, that it was like a CIA plant. And back then, I didn't pay much attention to it because I didn't understand how corrupt the CIA was. Do you know anything about that, about the Khomeini that's in there, the Ayatollah Khomeini actually being a CIA type?
Yes, I read that. I heard that. That was seriously discussed in the media. Many Iranians believe that. Let me try to break that down for you, and I appreciate your call. The British government went in there over 100 years ago and took over Iran. Then in 1951, right near the switch over to 51, it doesn't matter, 50-51, Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh, trained in the West, got elected. He was pro-West, but he said, look, we're going to keep some of the oil for ourselves. And BP got mad, and they sent in Kermit Roosevelt, and they overthrew it by staging terror attacks to blame on the government. That's declassified and admitted. We talk about it. It's in Terror Storm. We talked about it ad nauseum. It's very important. Kicked off a chain reaction. The government decided then that staging terror attacks and blaming it on your enemies really works, or staging attacks on yourself and using it for a police state really works, and we have the documents. They're public. They're admitted, and the government does not deny this now. It's an inconvenient truth for them, though. They don't like the fact that it's out there and now available. So they put the Shah in, the princeling, and they set up Savak, and 200-plus thousand people went missing. And in 1979, there was a revolution, a real grassroots revolution against the Shah. And magically, the Ayatollah Khomeini, who had been made to leave decades before, magically, he supposedly allowed to leave Paris and fly there, and then we know from that point, we don't know if he's CIA, but it really fits, because the globalists wanted to maintain control, that there had been a revolution. So suddenly, and they had it all waiting and ready, they knew there could be an overthrow. They'd done all the analysis, you know, they understood Savak could barely keep control. The secret police that Israel and the U.S. trained, the British trained. And so the Ayatollah Khomeini is sent back in there, and all of a sudden, they go and they grab a bunch of hostages. And, oh, look how bad Jimmy Carter is. Oh, look how evil he is. He can't stop the Iranians. He tries to send the Delta Force in. There's a lot of evidence that they sent him in when there was a storm. We knew that happened, that they let the Iranians know they were coming. They got blasted, and a bunch of them got killed. Everybody knows the story about the sandstorm and the rest of it. And so that gets dropped. Meanwhile, we've learned that the CIA was indeed, through George Herbert Walker Bush, while still in the former CIA director just a few years before, with the Reagan campaign, did give them a whole bunch of money and tow missiles and other weapons to the Ayatollah Khomeini if he would keep the hostages and wouldn't let them go. And a lot of evidence shows that they actually sent in Khomeini to go grab the hostages to create that crisis. This is cloak and dagger, folks. They stage these things. And I do believe it is Ahmadinejad in those photos. It's a spitting image, you know, who's there with the hostages with the guns to their heads. And, but wait, there's more. There's not just the CIA giving them weapons to keep them and not release them and then release them as soon as Reagan gets elected and as soon as he gets sworn in. And boy, the Iranians were scared. Look how fast they released the hostages. They knew Reagan would do something. No, we know that was staged. We know there was a CIA deal with Ayatollah Khomeini. That is admitted. Then fast forward to the Iraq-Iran war. Then the CIA turns on him, gives Saddam $33 billion, has him attack, kills over a million Iranians. And then it looks because the globalists are always stabbing each other in the back. They're always double-dealing and flip-flopping and sides are switching. It's called Black World scenarios. This is all backstabbing. It's like Hitler and Stalin being buddies and splitting Poland, and then suddenly Hitler attacking. And then suddenly the U.S. and Britain are buddies with Stalin, who was pro-Hitler, and we're told in our news we've never been at war with Stalin. He's now our friend. Remember all of this? Well, it's the same thing there. But you've got a public, again, that doesn't know how many continents there are, that doesn't know about the history of Persia, that can't even find Persia, Iran, on a map, but they've got all their opinions. Oh, that's ridiculous. This is admitted history. Then in 1999, there's many other examples of collusion between our government and the Iranian government. Starting in the late 90s, and it got declassified in 99, $45 million was sent from Bill Clinton to the Iranian government, and Osama bin Laden was then funded and led the funding in northern Albania for attacks on the Serbs in their southern province of Kosovo, predominantly the attacks centering in and around Pristina, the capital. And they'd attack schools and bomb them and sniper them and blow up school buses, CIA favorite. And then Slobodan Milosevic, whether you love him or hate him, he was sovereign. They'd been our allies in World War II. Before that, they were being attacked by the Croats and the Muslims. Before that, they send forces in. They start fighting back. They're called terrorists. The media hypes a bunch of lies. Fake concentration camp video, which is admitted to be fake now. That was the UN barbed wire fences. They did it in the early 90s and again in 99, 98. Over and over again. And so we know the Iranians are off and on working with our government. We know there's a relationship. We know there's deals. And it's just so dastardly. And yeah, Ahmadinejad it's all very suspect. But see, people can't understand it. They can't understand that the Palestinian leadership's controlled by the Bilderberg Group, and that so is Israel. They can't understand. They think it's either or. They don't understand that all of this is being orchestrated. That's how history works. As Roosevelt said, if something happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way, because nothing happens in politics by accident. That's a paraphrase. This stuff's really going on. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Danny dropped right when we went to him. Okay, who's up next? Barney in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
The last I heard on Gary Brownfield's show, the law is that anybody hiring an illegal is to get 5 years in jail. Anybody conspiring to bring illegals into the country, 10 years in jail. All we have to do is enforce the law and make every able-bodied person on welfare work.
Well, that's the thing. Next time you get pulled over and you've had three beers and they're going to take you to jail, just go, well, you don't have to enforce this law. If you pull over illegal aliens drinking, you don't arrest them, do you, officer? And the officer, if they're honest, most of the time will tell you that most of the time they don't. And
that's
say,
right.
Well, wait a minute. You pull them over all the time without license and insurance. You don't arrest them, but you'd arrest me. Come on, officer. Give a citizen a chance. You know, if you're not going to enforce it on them, don't enforce it on us. And yeah, there are laws. Now, they were talking about passing a law to have felonies if you do all this, but adding amnesty to it. They don't. That's all smoke and mirrors. They don't need new laws. They've already got the laws.
It's right. We don't even need the border guard if we stop all this hiring of the illegals.
That's right. We need domestically. The only place you should see federal police is arresting illegal aliens. It's one of the only powers they've got, and they should be in Illinois, they should be in Maryland, they should be in Texas, they should be in California, they should be in all 50 states, and if you're a white European illegal alien, if you're a Latin American illegal alien, if you're a Chinese illegal alien, you need to be arrested, put in a holding tank, and you need to be flown back at taxpayer expense, or you can let them, you know, sit in jail at $67,000 a year, or the average illegal pulls about $15,000 in welfare a year, or we can pay for that. You know, give them a $500,000 ticket, and have government planes, and you just fly them right back to their country, and you just shove them off. You just shove them out. Just get out of here.
Well, if we arrested the men that hired them, it'd be a lot simpler.
Well, that's a good way to do it, but then we also have to deport them. And people say, well, they had busts and they arrested thousands last year. Yeah, they have a few busts a year where they'll arrest 1,000 one day, 1,000 another. If you have 15 million illegals, it's more like 30 million, but let's just say 15 million illegals, and you arrested, we did the math on this, 365 days a year, 1,000 illegals, that wouldn't even, you got 3 million new a year, that wouldn't even be a million in a year. Okay, it'd be 365,000. So you're not even talking about, what, two-tenths of the numbers that are already coming in, much less those that are here. We'd have to deport something like 500,000 a week to even do anything. So it is, we are hemorrhaging. And they're bringing in these foreigners to pull the lever for gun control, to pull the lever for open borders, so the government has this group they can propagandize and get out on the streets to burn down cities whenever they want. The government can snap its fingers and do that. It's one more terrorist block, and that's what it is, that's been brought into our country so the government can punch one button and have Al-Qaeda blow up buildings, Al-Qaeda. Punch one button and have the illegals burn down the cities. Give them the order. And it's our government openly running the PR firms that command these people.
Okay, I thank you.
Good to hear from you, Barney. It's been a long time. Let's talk to Ron in New York, and we'll go to Al and others. Ron, you're on the air.
Brilliant, Alex, brilliant. You know, we live in a popular culture, and the icons and the music stars, Hollywood, TV personalities, all the sports figures, especially professional football. I think it's a great idea if you can get Terror Storm in the hands of these people and have this a giant, massive march on Washington with literally these people in the forefront, and that's the way to get the American people inspired and to follow, because that's who they'll follow.
Well, you're right. We'd have to have rock stars and movie stars in the head, or the media would ignore it. But really, did you know that they already do? Did you know movie stars march and demonstrate every day, not just on the classic liberal issues, but on other issues? And that the media just ignores it. But I do think all of that is important. You know, how you get headlines is having these people go public with controversial statements, like Muse, the lead singer. And they're like in the top five in England right now, top 10 in the U.S., and they're a top rock band on BBC last weekend wearing a shirt that said Terror Storm. And the media said, what's Terror Storm? Because I know people do messages like that. And they said, go to Google Video, type in Terror Storm, you'll get a real treat. You know, and then he gave an interview to the newspaper and said government-sponsored terror. We're still trying to get in touch with them. But that's what it's going to take.
But what mystifies me is, don't these sports figures, these professional sports, football players especially, and even the University of Texas, all those players, coaches, don't these people know what's going on? Aren't they appraised?
A lot of them do. I mean, you just saw Kinky Friedman earlier when I brought up 9/11 being an inside job, and he gauged me. He thought maybe I wasn't into that. So I don't know. Then I kind of looked at him and went, well, he goes, it might be an inside job. You know, everybody in their gut knows the truth. A few final calls, a final news article. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here for now, but tomorrow we're forever gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Don't feel the reaper.
Neither do I.
To the wind, the sun, or the rain, we can be like this.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you could join us today. Don't forget, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Get your tickets before they sell out. I want to thank the local stations and local micros for promoting that. Thank all the great work. I'm going to get Mike Jones in here in studio next week to do a whole hour on Micro FM if I can get him in here. Maybe even Stuart Nelson doing a great job. I know we got loaded phone lines here at the end of the show, and I want to try to get you on air with us. Let's just try it real fast here to get at least Al, Fred, and Greg on real fast. Al in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
I just wanted to say something about Kinky Friedman.
Sure.
That's that he seems honest, but he doesn't seem like very awake as far as the absolute corruption in the government. You want to talk about the best wake-up call in the world, and that's getting elected to public office. Look what happened to Jesse Ventura. And we could always use another influential person waking up, and especially being in a position where they could actually...
Yeah, Ventura's gone public on 9/11, and now I have a contact to him. Kinky gave me his personal cell phone, and I talked to him. I'm going to try to get Ventura on.
That'd
He's going to be down here in 3 weeks. We might get Ventura in studio.
That'd be a good thing, but... It would wake that guy right up to get elected to governor just like...
Well, Ventura got tears in his eyes and just said, you know what, 9/11, the story we've been told is a lie, everything we're told is a lie. And he jumped up out of his chair and said, I'm serious. We got to find that clip again. We put it years ago. He said, I'm serious. I killed a lot of people in special ops over there. And all of my friends died. And it was a lie, too, Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, I think the same thing will happen to Kinky Friedman if he gets elected. What a wake-up call to be put right in the middle of it.
It will be, Al. Al, thank you for the call. Fred, Fred, where are you calling us from?
In Philadelphia.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you give me an ostensible reason why there were foreign troops on U.S. territory or U.S. actual
Yeah, they claim that the Germans and the Dutch and the Mexicans and all of them are here for cross-training, but they've been given whole bases in some cases.
That doesn't make any sense because to train... a smaller ally, you want to train them on their territory having to do with the problems of their landscape, not ours.
Well, it's all part of globalism. We've got troops over there, so they say, hey, we can have troops over here. And with the Germans, you can understand it because they don't have wide open areas to go, you know, Mach 3 and to break the sound barrier. So they are out west in Alamogordo and other places, but still it is a problem.
And the other thing is with a foreign army, by definition, an army is armed. An army is a dangerous thing. So the spokesmen say that, they're here, but they're disarmed. That's obviously couldn't be the case.
I hear you. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Greg in Texas. Final caller. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, you just mentioned the Iran hostage setup.
Yes, sir.
Is there any place or book or anything that has all that information?
There's probably been 20, 30, I don't know how many books written about it. It's been TV specials, even on Frontline. I was watching a Frontline special while in the hotel room Friday night in Dallas, and they were admitting Nixon wanted to stage terror attacks on people and blame it on them. I mean, here in the U.S., I couldn't believe that was, I knew about it, but there it was on PBS. You know, this stuff's all public.
Okay, and you said Frontline? I'll look on their website, see if they have that.
Yeah, well, it's all over the place. Yeah, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Sorry we're out of time to all the other callers. A lot of news and information we didn't have a chance to cover today up on InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. Be sure and check out those sites. A lot of news on JonesReport.com and InfoWars.net that is not on InfoWars or Prison Planet. So make sure those are on your list of places to visit. Also, I'll be on the radio Sunday. We're syndicating the show soon. 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ this Sunday, 4 to 6. You can listen on the Internet at InfoWars.com. Have a great weekend and a great holiday. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.